month now, the BBC has been compiling a map of mobile phone coverage across Britain with the aid of a smartphone app downloaded by 44,000 people. And this map shows where you can get a 3G signal needed to make a modern phone work properly and whereabouts you might struggle with this. Even in towns, coverage can vary between the networks, and in the countryside, there are even bigger holes.
John Popham's a social media expert from Huddersfield. Morning to you.
Good morning.
The majority of people that have got a mobile phone have got no idea what 3G is, have they?
Possibly not. I mean, 3G is the sort of super fast signal, the one that gives you access to internet services on your mobile. I think that's what it's really important for. But you know, there are a variety of different ways of accessing the phone on signal, and you know, people are not really bothered as long as they can make calls, mainly.
Yeah. Does this survey reveal anything that we didn't already know? That in cities, usually there's a pretty decent signal, whether it's mobile or 3G for internet, and in rural areas, it's rubbish.
Yeah, I think that's probably, yeah, that probably is the case. I think the important thing about it is it's the first independent attempt to get a map of the signal coverage independent of the networks, because the networks have an interest in presenting the best possible scenario. So it's good to have it independent. Personally, I think there's probably not enough data there yet to make a real judgment. There are not enough. There's not enough rich data on the individual networks, because I think what people are really interested in is how does my network work. I'm not generally yeah. interested in how mobile phones work across the board.
If you've got an Orange phone, you yeah. want to know that you can access your emails on your network.
Yeah.
Just because O2 is good in your area means nothing.
That's right. I looked at it this morning. I put my postcode in, and there was only data for one network, and it wasn't the network that I'm on. So yeah. it didn't help me.
Are there any moves afoot to actually improve 3G coverage? Because we've read a lot this week about plans by the government to improve the broadband speeds around the country, particularly for people in rural areas. So is there anything similar to improve the mobile network as well?
Well, I think that the next big thing is going to be the auctioning off of the 4G spectrum, which is the next stage, which is going to be faster and supposedly has better coverage. And that's going to happen in a year or two's time. But that can't happen until all the analog TV signals are switched off, because that's the spectrum it uses. So your analog TV signal is now using up that spectrum where the 4G signal would be. 3G was never really meant for what it's being used for. I mean, I talk to people in the networks who say we never really envisaged there were going to be people using dongles plugged into laptops and all the smartphones and that sort of thing. So the network, as it is, can't really cope with what it's being used for. So I think the networks are sort of crossing their fingers and waiting for the next step. But at the moment, the networks are really sort of creaking at the edges, really.
As consumers who use phones, though, are we on a hiding to nothing? Because as the technology gets better, what we expect gets almost unrealistic. So now, I mean, 10 years ago, if I could get a phone signal and just make a call, I was happy. Now, I want to be able to log on to the internet and watch a video on my telephone. And that's what I expect. That is the norm. And it's just unachievable, isn't it?
Well, it is in many areas. And I think that's the entire problem, that, as I said, the networks weren't expecting us to be doing this. They didn't plan for it. I think the thing is, even where you've got good coverage, I mean, I go to London a lot, and it's very often you can't get online. You've got a signal, but you're not getting online because there's too many other people using it. And the signal just falls over.
And is that problem only continue to get worse as more and more people pick up the different smartphones and what have you? It's going to clog the system up.
Yeah, it will do. And as I said, I don't think it'll be really solved until the 4G spectrum comes along.
Yeah, why are we so behind just finally? I mean, I travelled to Japan probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and I was amazed that I couldn't use my mobile phone. It's a brand new mobile phone. I bought it here. I got over there to visit my mate, and I couldn't use it. And he says, "Oh, you can't use those, Bob. You need a 4G phone over here. It's the new technology." They had it years ago. Why are we behind?
I think it's because we've got infrastructure providers who have invested a lot in the signals and the technology that we've got, and they're clinging on to it as long as they can and making what they can out of it. And you know, it won't be until they're forced that they'll move on to the next big thing. Whereas I don't think Japan had that issue. They sort of leapfrogged us and missed out some of the earlier technologies.
As they always do, we're always behind. It drives me mad. We're always behind.
Thank you very much, John Popham, social media expert from Huddersfield. If you want to check out this BBC mapping survey and just see, well, it might tell you how your particular network fares in your area in terms of not whether you'll be able to take calls, but whether how effectively your mobile phone will work on online, that kind of thing. If you go to bbc.co.uk/news and check out the technology section.
Okay, thank you, John.